Even before the tax cut package was passed, there were some encouraging signs this week for the economy. Government data suggested people may be buying again. Other data show that layoffs are declining. And on Wall Street, there's word that the stock market is poised for a long upward charge. NPR's John Itzty reports on whether we've reached a tipping point to a self-sustaining recovery.
John Silvia watches the economy like a hawk from his perch as chief economist at Wells Fargo. He says reports on industrial production and retail sales for November that came out this week are encouraging.
Both of them suggest the economy actually is doing quite well. So in the fourth quarter of this year, we're probably going to have growth around 3.5%.
So you think right now that we are in a sustainable recovery?
Oh, absolutely. Now, clearly for many people, it's not the traditional economic recovery or economic boom.
That becomes apparent talking to shoppers at the Oak Park Mall in Overland Park, Kansas.
You know, I think it's still tough. I mean, you hear where things are getting better, but then you turn around and hear somebody's lost their job. So, you know.
It used to be before everybody got something, but we kind of have to be a little bit choosy this time.
We're definitely more conscious of things. You know, we're shopping sales and making sure that we get the best pricing. And, you know, if you have to make one more stop, instead of doing it all in one place, we might make multiple stops if it saves us some money and stuff. So I think it's still shaky.
Last year we cut back, but this year we're sitting a little better. So I'm going to open up a little bit more this year to make up for last year.
Christmas shoppers Janine Bachman, Riz Pakana, Kate Redenbaugh, and Brant Pearson. Pearson is an example of Americans who are doing better and spending more. Many of them are well-off Americans who patronize luxury shops.
The high-end retailers are knocking it out of the park, and they are having one heck of a good time right now.
That's Patty Edwards, Chief Investment Officer and a retail specialist at Trutina Financial in Bellevue, Washington. Edwards says high-end stores are doing better because well-off shoppers are seeing the value of their investments and 401ks rise as the stock market moves up. Things are different for the middle class and lower-income Americans, she says.
The consumer can't come back fully with 9 or 10% unemployment. The consumer can't come back fully if they can't get a loan, and right now they can't get a loan.
Those issues, along with the foreclosure crisis, were on the mind of Federal Reserve policymakers this week. After their regular meeting on Tuesday, they called the recovery disappointingly slow. And they surprised some of the economic optimists by saying they'll continue injecting extraordinary amounts of money into the economy. That's fine with Dyke Messenger. His firm, Power Curbers Incorporated in Salisbury, North Carolina, builds machines that make curbs and gutters for streets and highways.
We're still down about 50% from where we were. That being mostly the drop being mostly U.S. residential and commercial construction.
With construction in the dumps, the U.S. demand for Messenger's machines has largely come from federal stimulus spending for infrastructure. He's worried about what will happen to orders when that fades in the next few months. There is one bright spot, though, foreign sales.
Our hopes for international business this coming year are really quite high. We think we can put another 20% on top because of what's going on in the rest of the world.
Foreign sales have been good for a lot of big U.S. multinationals, too, from McDonald's to Hewlett-Packard. That's behind the recent big jump in the stock market, which has seemed somewhat out of sync with progress in the U.S. economy. Whether the U.S. recovery is self-sustaining remains a question, but the new tax package, with a couple $100 billion in added stimulus, should help it gain traction. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.